Good morning, everyone. This is John Alls, and I'd like to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Now, last week, Pastor Reynolds talked about being alone and how God worked mighty works with people that were willing to stand alone, men like Noah, Daniel, Abraham, and Elijah. Now, this week, the title of the message is People That Failed Yet Started Again, and it is a message about encouragement. So if you have your Bible and you're able to follow along, please turn to 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10.
This morning we want to preach on the subject, people that failed yet started again. Do you ever really feel like that you just can't make it at all? Do you ever think that you're simply a failure, that you will never really have success in your life? I think that a lot of people feel that way. I think that a lot of people do fail in their lives. And yet many people do not remain a failure. And that is the important thing. Notice what the Bible states in the book of 1 John, chapter number 1, verse 8 through 10. The Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. So in this passage, when we talk about sin, have you ever sinned? I think if we say we have not sinned, we're just deceiving ourselves. The truth is not in us. That's what the Bible says. But if we confess our sins, God is very faithful, and He's also just, and He forgives us of all of our sins. And then God cleanses us from all our unrighteousness. So this is a great thing, just to be forgiven and to go ahead. The Bible states concerning the man Adam, do you think that Adam ever failed? Well, I think he did. I think that Adam cast the entire human race into sin. I think that Adam was mistaken about Cain, at least. You know, the Bible says that when Cain was born, that he was named Cain because Adam thought that he had gotten a man from the Lord. But you know, Cain was not from the Lord at all. His life proved it, and the fact that he killed his own brother shows that he was not of the Lord at all. So Adam made some mistakes, did he not? And I think that if we look at Adam correctly, we will understand that we all make mistakes because sin is now with us. Sin has come into the world, and sin is a part of us. It's a part of our being. And we understand that we've sinned, but Adam continued in his life. Adam did make some mistakes. Adam did sin against Almighty God. And Adam did cause the entire human race to fall into sin. But Adam continued to live. And Adam was faithful unto Almighty God. He was the first man that ever lived upon this earth. But Adam was a very faithful man of God. Think also with me about Abraham. I know Abraham is called the father of the Jews, but did Abraham ever fail at anything at all? Well, certainly he did. The Bible states in the book of Genesis chapter number 12 and verse number 8 that Abraham first called on the Lord at Bethel. That's a good thing, just to call upon the name of the Lord and just to do what God wants him to do. But notice also in the book of Genesis chapter number 12 and verse number 10 that Abraham traveled into Egypt, and in Egypt Abraham denied his wife was his wife, and she was taken into Pharaoh's house. Wow. Have you ever sinned like that? Abraham did, but he was a child of God. And God chastened him because of his great sin against God. The Bible also states in the book of Genesis chapter number 13, verse number 3, that Abraham returned unto Bethel. You know, that's where he started out. In Genesis chapter 12 and verse number 8, the Bible said that Abraham first called upon the Lord in Bethel. But in Genesis chapter number 13, verse number 3, Abraham came back to Bethel. You know, it's always good to return to Bethel. The Bible states in the book of Genesis chapter number 13, verse number 5, that Lot and Abraham finally separated themselves. Perhaps not because it was convenient or something that either one of them wanted to do, but rather because their herds, their flocks, were just too great for the land to bear. And so they separated themselves. It was at that point that Abraham finally obeyed all of God's command. God wanted Abraham to be alone when he talked to God. God wanted Abraham to see that it was God alone and nothing else that he was depending upon. So that's very true. It may be with you that you have failed. It may be that God has called you into a special work. It may be that you have failed, but God says, I don't want you to quit. I want you to begin again. I want you to continue where you are. I want you to be faithful unto me. You think that God could ever say anything like that to you? Well, he might. But look at Moses as well. Moses was a man who was called of God, was he not? Moses was a man who was raised by the Egyptians, but he had a Jewish mother, and the Jewish mother taught him why he was alive and taught him that he needed to serve God. You know, in the Bible states in the book of Exodus chapter number 2 and verse number 12 that Moses killed an Egyptian, but he used his own strength. He was going to deliver the Israelites, but he failed miserably in that regard. He could not do it. He was actually too scared to continue. Have you ever been scared to continue? Moses ran away. You know how long he was gone? He was gone for 40 years. He was keeping the sheep in the desert when he saw a bush that was burning. And Moses went over there to that bush and he wanted to see why it wasn't burnt up. And it was God that spoke to Moses from that burning bush. Moses continued to call upon God every place that he went from then on. Moses was a very faithful man. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 3 and verse number 10, God called Moses. And Moses began at that point to serve God God's way. And you know, when Moses died, he was 120 years old. My, that's a pretty old fella. But you know, the Bible says about him that he was as strong then as he was when he was 80. That is a marvelous thing to think about, that God kept his strength, but God only took him when it was convenient for God. Have you ever failed and started again? This is the title of the message, and this is what we want you to understand, that there's many failures that come along in life. That's the way life is, because of sin. But have you started again? The Bible gives us another record. This record is one of Elijah. The book of 1 Kings, chapter number 19, verse number 10, the Bible states here that Elijah was very discouraged. He was running away, and Elijah was thinking, I'm the only one that's left. He complained to God, and God told him, I've got 7,000 that they're hidden. They're hidden from you real good, but they've not bowed the knee to Baal. Sometimes it's that way. Sometimes we believe that we're all alone, but we're never alone when we've got God on our side. Think of Elijah. He did not know that Obadiah, King Ahab's governor, was helping to feed 100 of these 7,000 prophets in a cave. Elijah just simply did not know. He thought he was all alone, and he had to begin to serve God all over again. God gave Elijah a great victory over false doctrine. It was then that Elijah began to run from God. Sometimes, whenever we have done what God told us to do, and then we fail, that is more miserable. You think about the King David. He was a great king. I think one of the greatest kings of Israel that ever lived. The Bible records that David first brought the Ark of God into Jerusalem. 2 Samuel chapter number 6 and verse number 15. But you know, there was a man killed when David desired to bring the Ark of God back into Jerusalem. David had to go home. David had to study his Bible. David had to get it all right again. But then he was victorious when he brought that Ark back into Jerusalem. But you know, after David had brought the Ark of God back into Jerusalem, it was then that David committed adultery with Bathsheba. It was then that David wrote Psalms 51 and verse number 12, where he says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Think of that. It seemed like that David failed, and yet he was counted as one of the most faithful men of God. I think this ought to encourage each one of us. We all fail. We all sin. But there's great encouragement. There's great help in just knowing that God is God and that God can take care of us. Think about Jonah. He had a stubborn will, didn't he? He didn't want to go to Nineveh. But he went the other way. And when Jonah got in the ship, God caused a storm upon the sea. And Jonah was taken, and Jonah was put in the whale's belly. You remember that? But you know, there was a great victory for Jonah. Even though he was rejected as a prophet, Jesus Christ accepted this great man. In the Matthew chapter number 12, and verse number 39, and verse number 40, Jesus told the rebellious Jews that they would receive no sign at all but the sign of the prophet Jonah. And they didn't like that at all. But that's the way that it is. Listen, there's victory in Christ. I know that we all fail. I know we all do. But there's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, thank you again, Brother Wayne, for that great message of encouragement. Now, for those of you that were listening, have you had recent failures and feel like God can't use you? Just remember, all of these men and women in the Bible that made mistakes, but the Lord forgave them, uplifted them, and used them in a mighty way. So if you combine this week's message with last week's message, which was about standing alone, you just think about the people that have been mentioned in these two messages. Between these two topics, we've had a great reminder of how the Lord is blessed. He's used men like Elijah, Moses, David, Samson, Peter. Each of these men had to stand alone when required, and each of them had made mistakes in their lives, but yet God used them. There are still sometimes repercussions from our sins and our mistakes, but that doesn't mean that God won't forgive you, and it doesn't mean that God can't use you in a mighty way. And just like in salvation, we need to trust Him. We need to know that He can uplift us, He can dust us off, and He can give us another opportunity to serve Him. Now, if this has caused you to think about other things, or you need more information about serving God, then log into our website at independencebaptist.org. On this site, you'll find quick and easy access to many different books, articles, and audio messages that are available as a resource. We also have full-length sermons available on sermonaudio.com/IBC. We'll be adding 10 new messages to this site each month, and they're all available to be downloaded in MP3 format to your computer, MP3 player, smartphone, or tablet. In addition to these resources, you're always welcome to come and join us personally during our Sunday or Wednesday services. Sunday services will be at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, 3:45 prayer meeting, and then 4:30 afternoon services. And of course, our building is located at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Well, our time has once again slipped away from us, but we are very thankful you were able to join us this morning, and we pray that you'll be able to tune in again next Sunday for another message from God's Holy Word.